as another Tiwi Islands footy product in Maurice Rioli Jr. puts his hand up for the 2020 AFL Draft, it once again highlights the amount of incredible talent that comes out of the community. Chris Smith, match manager for the local football league, remarks on how the islands, with a population shy of 3,000, have produced so many players able to succeed at the top level.
Look, I think there's a multitude of factors involved in that. The first one would certainly be that the Tiwi Islands has a very active Tiwi Islands Football League. We have 8 senior teams, and people start playing in our senior teams from the age of 15. But you also see kids walking around town from the age of 5 or 6 with a football in their hand, and they're bouncing it, they're kicking it, they're running around with it. And so they're developing those hand-eye coordination from a very early age.
He also pointed to a Tiwi style of play that sets them apart and how intrinsically linked the game is to the island's culture.
Football is probably the second biggest activity on the island, and it's something that people look forward to every year. We play a wet season competition up here, which starts in October and goes through to March, through the monsoon. It's something that all of the community look forward to, and there's an enormous amount of excitement around football. All of the young people on the island want to be able to play for their team. Each of the teams is associated with a family group or a clan group or with clan country.
Head of AFL Northern Territory Stuart Totham remarks on the legacy of the Rioli family, one of great pride for the area and stars of not only their home in the top end, but as Indigenous pioneers and Australian rules football as a whole.
The Rioli family, you know, have been pioneers and is synonymous with footy in the territory. You think back to the days of Morris's brother Sibby and others playing, you know, through in South Fremantle in the 70s and earlier than that, possibly to Morris, you know, being a superstar at Richmond, and now to see his son, you know, potentially get the opportunity is just a great story and great to see, you know. One of the things, you know, we love seeing territory talent on the national stage. You know, we saw it, you know, on grand final day with Brandon Parfitt for Geelong and Daniel Rioli for Richmond. So, you know, it's always fantastic to see. And we hope that in the upcoming draft, you know, that Morris gets his opportunity along with some other territory lads as well. They get the opportunity to showcase their skills on the big stage.
Chris Smith briefly touched on the possibilities football can bring for kids growing up in the territory.
They are an example of the sorts of things that can be achieved just through football. It's a path out of the community. It's a path to bigger and better things in life.
But as the Territory's premier representative side, the NT Thunder, withdrew from 2020 competition, they will not feature in the 2021 merged NEAFL and VFL second-tier competition either. This has called into question pathways for the area's talent. However, NT AFL head Stuart Totham disagrees.
Yeah, the pathway wasn't working. We weren't getting the players through. So what we took a decision with the support of head office to say, look, we won't run those teams. We'll reinvest the dollars and the time into connecting with our community football, you know, clubs, and to pivot back to really concentrating on identifying and developing local talent and in the junior space in our 16s and 18s Thunder program. So to answer your question, we weren't surprised because we made the call that, you know, our pathway needed some adjustment. We needed to re-establish our talent base, and we're really focused on doing that into 2021.